Blog
Welcome
Talk
to the show.
Radio.
Welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa, whoa. Yeah. Where? Holy Spirit just move. Oh, yeah. Hey, Holy Spirit just move. Why be the camp? 2x2 the movement. Let's go. I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your
hello,
name.
Y'all. I really wanna get to know his name. Not just for a season like Christmas or holidays. I heard his name is Jesus, name higher than every name. And he can't be born and died for sins, which I'm to blame since that's the case. And what a shame that people nowadays, not even thinking of him, they living for selfish gain. Instead of hearing Jesus is the reason for the season, which is truth. I'm hearing about a man with toys, a clown's on roof. Give him the boots. Now can you please remind me, what's a Santa Claus to a rockabye baby?
Hello and welcome to the show. This is Madeline, your host. It's So Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising our standards. We are going to keep it short and sweet today. I have a guest, but they have not showed up yet. You guys, I don't know. I don't know how to feel sometimes. But we are here. We're going to share with you. I'm going to talk a little bit about Ms. Cherise Gist. She is a massage therapist, and she is opening up in the Dallas area, which she actually opened up her branch in Dallas, Texas, the Dallas area. And she is offering deep muscle tissue. She is giving you aromatherapy. She will allow you an opportunity to relax your mind, your muscles, to give you your healthy, stress-free space for however long, 15, 30, 45, or an hour. So connect with her, and she is on Facebook, Cherise Gist, and Grace Inc. is her business name. So be excited. We have entrepreneurs and try to be supportive whenever we can in connecting to our own and allowing them to grow and build. You guys, so today we're just going to talk about branding, okay? Branding and influence, inspiration, sharing. It gives you an opportunity to celebrate who you are. Like, who you are is what you allow people to see online and off. Branding is you. Branding is your business, your organization, your children. You know, branding is you. Do you not realize, parents, that you were, y'all ever know when they say they brand cows and horses so that they can know what piece of land or who their owner is because of the brand that they have on them? It's something that people see. And some people want other people's cows and horses, so they try to cover up or fix it to where they can change that brand look because they want that cow or that horse, you know, but they've been branded. So the quality of that horse, the look of that cow, or, you know, whatever the case may be, just using those because those are instances of branding. But it shows ownership, okay? No matter where that cow wanders off to, anybody that's honest is going to know where that cow came from and who to return it to. It's like a name tag on a dog, you know, or a cat. So branding is critical, as you can hear. It is you. So when it comes to parenting, who you were and who you are in your community and your name, your name is your brand. If you've ever heard people say living and creating legacy for your brand or changing your last name, it's like building your last name. That last name carries a lot of weight. Now, there are a lot of Browns, Smiths, things like that. There are a lot of Basses I'm learning in my older years. But your last name is the brand for your child, okay? And that's why they identify individuals. Say, moms, you change and go back to your maiden name after you got married, got a divorce, but you have children, and your children have your husband's last name. unless you change everybody's name, you know, you pray, you do that in the divorce, that the kids gonna get your last name and you're going back to your maiden. That is the only way that that legacy of that name continues if there is no male to carry it forth. Okay? Now, when you live in, well, I live in a small area, so people get to know who you are, right? So how I'm living and what I'm doing, you know, when I was in high school or middle school, you know, some people may only remember that because they have not seen me in a while. So that's the brand that they know. Or they know my parents and who my parents are, and they just figure that that's how I am because that's the brand of our last name, okay? So you have to be able to be out there. If you want that change to come across for your last name, then that's, you're going to have to be more creative and innovative. You're going to have to be an inspirational trailblazer to change that. So if your last name has nothing but drama attached to it, it doesn't have anything positive. Maybe you have a past or your family's known for being broke, you know, walking the streets, or, you know, an addiction of some sort, or, you know, just living that promiscuous lifestyle. Like, that's your reputation for your family's name. You may not be that individual. You may not be like that. So it's up to you to make sure that when you're visible, when people are seeing you, they're going to be able to disconnect you from that last name stigma, because your brand is now different. So when your kids come up and they're going through life and get called to the school and you deal with them differently than your parents or grandparents did with their kids or you, then it creates a different type of brand for you, a vision for you on people, how they see you in that last name. And people will be like, oh, well, she must not, or he must not be related to that group of people, you know, those Smiths, those Joes, those Does, whatever. But it's up to you to change that, okay? So if you're building a business and you're building an organization or a church or a ministry, whatever the case may be, your online presence is major, because nowadays that's how people look you up. So say I'm putting out flyers and I'm sticking stuff on people's cars, and they go to my social media and look and see I'm pushing out there that I'm Christian and I'm doing this in the Christian business, I'm doing that. But then they're looking at my social media and all they see is all of this extra cussing and twerking and, you know, and I'm cussing and throwing out, you know, gang signs or whatever. They're not going to want to give you any money. You know, there may be a crowd that comes around you, but it's not going to be what you're looking for your business, because you're looking for Christians. You're looking for people who are in a spiritual area in their life and ready for growth, and they don't see that in your online self, okay? Offline and online, you've got to be the same, okay? You can't be one way online and offline you trying to be something else, because your brand online has already labeled you, okay? So make sure you clean up your brand before you go launching a business. Do your stuff on time. Be where you say you're going to be when you say you're going to be there. Like, you need to make sure that your brand changes the reputation of whatever came before you, okay? Say, for instance, you know, they talk about TV time. You know, I know some other races, I got friends different, they lay all the time. They just up. But they use the CP term for colored people, you know, because majority of us are always late, or we don't show up at all, or we expect the show not to start till we get there. You know, so you need to get to the place where your brand changes the way people view what you're trying to pursue, okay? You want to be taken seriously as a business owner. You want to be taken seriously as a minister or a musician or a songstress. You're going to have to change some things around you. My sister and I were talking about that today. We were coming up and down the highway for a doctor's visit, and I was rushing back home because I have a show to do and I had a guest. And I'm working my schedule according to my plan for my brand is to bring you influence from other people about what they're doing. But you guys, it's critical. It's so important that you reach out and let people know. I understand things happen. Yes, we're in the pandemic. But as a professional, you need to be able to communicate and let people know so that they don't hold your spot. Y'all know, like with beauticians, and some, I know some doctors do it. If you don't show up for that appointment, they put you as a no-show, and then they still charge your insurance a fee. They'll charge, it'll be on your bill. So when you go back to the doctor, guess what? You still got to pay for that visit. Why? Because you didn't call them and tell them you canceled. Because nowadays, they calling, they texting, they emailing, you know, to let you know, a reminder, hey, you got an appointment. Don't miss it. That's where they are with that. Or they're telling you, if you got to change it, call them, and we'll change it. But that's the same with you, with your businesses, you guys. You've got to be professional. You've got to keep your brand to where people will want to do business with you, because it is critical that they do business with someone who has ethic, who has moral, who has integrity, and you're not going to waste their time, okay? So be inspired, to be empowered, to influence someone to be greater. Become trailblazers. Become the leaders you want to see. Become the boss you want in your business or your job. But just become that positive role model and build your brand as a person that someone can count on and depend on. All I got for you today, I'm Madeline Bass, Soul Real with Madeline, keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing your status and raising your standards. We're going to talk a little bit about endocannabinoid receptors in your body during the pandemic. It's always great to have healthy on your mind. I feel it's very, very important for us to live a healthier, strong lifestyle. So make sure that your bodies are cool. Know what endocannabinoid receptors are. Take a listen. Always. And be convicted to the things that you know in life that you know.
CBD, short for cannabidiol, is a non-psychoactive compound in cannabis responsible for many of cannabis's medical benefits. On the other hand, THC, short for tetrahydrocannabinol, is the psychoactive compound in marijuana that causes the high associated with cannabis use. They are two completely separate cannabinoids, which are a class of chemical compounds that interact with special receptors in our body called cannabinoid receptors. Dr. Sanjay Gupta, an American neurosurgeon and CNN's chief medical correspondent, changed his stance on the prohibition of cannabis while investigating its powerful therapeutic properties and witnessing CBD successfully treat Americans. He shocked mainstream America, saying, "We have been terribly and systematically misled for nearly 70 years in the United States, and I apologize for my role in that." Through Dr. Gupta's review of the history of cannabis, he found that it has been a legitimate medicine for at least 3,000 years. And Dr. Gupta isn't alone in supporting cannabis research. The director of the National Institute on Drug Abuse, Dr. Nora Volkov, testified before the Senate saying that CBD appears to be a safe drug with no addictive effects, and the preliminary data suggests that it may have therapeutic value for a number of medical conditions. Research has shown that CBD can influence many conditions and bodily functions, including inflammation, neuropathic pain, autoimmune disease, energy regulation, metabolism, reproductive function, appetite, depression, anxiety, and even cancer. But how can one cannabinoid affect so many bodily processes without causing adverse side effects? The answer lies in our biochemistry, the natural intelligence of the body. We have naturally occurring cannabinoid receptors all over our body that interact with CBD. We have these receptors because our body is constantly making its own cannabinoids. These receptors and cannabinoids make up most of our endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Our ECS is always in action, and if functioning properly, is a major factor in keeping us healthy. Many doctors now think that some people suffer from an endocannabinoid imbalance, known as clinical endocannabinoid deficiency, or CED. People suffering from CED may benefit by supplementing with cannabinoids such as CBD. CBD is the most abundant cannabinoid in hemp, a cannabis crop the federal government allowed individual states to legalize in the 2014 Farm Bill. Hemp-derived CBD is legal in all 50 states, is non-addictive, does not cause a high, and is easy to incorporate into your current health routine.
stay healthy, you guys, and stay safe. This is Madeline Bass, your host of So Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising our standards. God bless.
Whoa, whoa. Yeah. Where? Holy Spirit just move. Oh, yeah. Hey, Holy Spirit just move. Why be the camp? 2x2 the movement. Let's go.
I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your name, know your name, know your name, know your name. I wanna know your name.
Hello y'all, I really wanna get to